Welcome back in. Hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee.
Heidi from Dixon. That is the Foo, no D, that riff right there. That's the Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Pretty good, right?
Pretty good band.
Stacked Actors, my favorite Foo Fighters song.
There you go. Check it
out. Foo Fighters.
Opportunity for you a little bit later. We appreciate your participation on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And we've got a very cool thing that we're beginning this week here on the show that we'll do every Wednesday at 8 o'clock called Draft Outlooks that looks ahead to the NFL Draft coming up, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans and Apple Collision Centers. And we begin today by going to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcoming in Emory Hunt from Football Game Plan. Emory, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking time to join us.
I'm doing fine, man. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Well, we've got a chance to look at your work at Football Game Plan, and it's just great. The detail is outstanding. So I encourage our listeners to go and check that out for all things NFL Draft. Emory, I want to start with the most obvious name out there, and that is Trevor Lawrence, obviously widely assumed to be the number one overall pick in this NFL Draft. As you evaluate Trevor Lawrence, as you look and try to forecast what sort of a player he could be in the NFL, what stands out to you about him?
Well, the fact that we've seen him play a lot of games. You know, this guy has started as a true freshman, played in a lot of big games as well. Normally, you go through a college career with a lot of these quarterbacks, they don't really play in big games. I'm talking about championship games, national championship games, conference championships. And we saw Lawrence do that as a freshman. We saw him do it as a sophomore, playing the playoffs, and just this past season, getting to the playoffs again. So we've seen him play a lot of big games. So you have a lot to choose from as far as what you're going to watch. And so he's probably more apt to start in the NFL because he's played in a lot of those pressure-type games. And we know in the NFL, all 16 games are pressure-type games. So he's probably battle-tested and the guy that you could trust to start day one.
So, Emory, a guy who's not as much like that, but it seems like is getting a lot of momentum and based on, I think, a lot of people, you know, watching film. I mean, I know Chris Sims very outspoken about, you know, Zach Wilson and the amazing arm talent he has. What do you think about him? And just how right now would you, I guess, categorize these first-round quarterbacks?
I have Zach Wilson behind Justin Fields because Justin Fields if he played one more season, he would have had a resume very similar to that of Trevor Lawrence. A lot of games, a lot of big games, a lot of impactful games that he's played in and played well in. But Zach Wilson, I was trying to tell folks about Zach Wilson 3 years ago when he starred in that bowl game, the New Mexico Bowl. He went 13-13 and was lighting it up. But then he had the injury the next season. And within those injuries, you saw the game against USC in 2019, where he was just excellent, led those guys to an upset win, so you saw the type of talent and moxie and potential he had. And this year he was able to put it all together behind a very strong offensive line. So he's good. I think, I think it's the flavor of the month now, because at one point in time it was Lawrence and Fields, and maybe Fields could overtake Lawrence. And then all of a sudden people just started talking about Zach Wilson to where he threw up into the mix. And then before that it was Trey Lance. But I would say out of those three quarterbacks, those are the only three I believe I would take in the first round. Lance is one that it's a riskier pick because he has 1 year of starting experience at the FCS level and in an offense that he really didn't throw the football. So that's a little bit more of a gamble to me than those other three guys. But I would rank them Lawrence, Fields, and then Wilson.
So you don't think Mac Jones is a first-round quarterback?
I don't think he's a first-round quarterback, but that doesn't mean I don't believe he can play. He's my fourth quarterback. I have him actually rated ahead of Trey Lance because when you watch Mac Jones' film, I think here's the thing we see with the issue we see with draft talk and things of that nature. If I say I like Mac Jones, he's a good player, instantly someone would say, well, is he better than Brady? Is he better than Lawrence? Like, what if I just like the fact that the dude can play ball? You can win with guys. Tennessee is winning with a guy right now that's just a good player in Ryan Tannehill. But when you look at Mac Jones and when I poured into his film, the first thing that stood out to me was how consistent the accuracy and the placement was. And that's why you saw these receivers just have monster years because they're able to catch and run without breaking stride because he's hitting them where he's putting the ball where it needs to be consistently and allowing those guys to be the run after the catch guys that they really are.
Emory Hunt from Football Game Plan on the line with us for our Draft Outlook segment, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans and Apple Collision Centers. And Emory, a lot of chatter right here locally with the Titans, with the receiver position, with Corey Davis and his future up in the air, maybe hitting free agency for the Titans. As you look at this draft and the trend going from college to the NFL, number one, how deep is this class at wide receiver, and how much better and more NFL ready are receivers starting to be coming from the college game to the NFL game?
You know, that's a good question. I think you're seeing that because you're seeing a lot more passing in college football. I mean, we remember a time where college football was essentially run, pass, punt. And so, you know, now teams are pass first, pass second, and pass third. So these guys are getting a lot of reps out there running routes, a lot of reps versus different types of coverages. And so they're getting that experience, that hands-on experience, and which makes their transition to the NFL a little bit easier. Plus, we're seeing the NFL merge with the college game in terms of schematics. So you're seeing them be more pro-ready. And this is a really good receiver class. I'm always excited about the prospects that I study, because as you dig deeper, you find even more, you know, talent at certain positions. But I do think you can find good starting receivers, whether you want someone that could be in the slot, whether you want someone that could be your bona fide split in or X receiver, or you want a flanker. There's a lot of talent here, and if you need one, you just hope you're at the right spot where the run on the top tier receivers go, so you can grab you one. I would say probably 9 receivers are guys that I would personally take in the first round. So it all depends on when that run starts on receivers, and you hope that you can get one.
I swear I didn't come into this just planning to ask you Alabama questions, Emory, but you, as we talk about receivers, I'm really fascinated by the Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle, you know, comparison, because obviously Devontae Smith won the Heisman, should have won the Heisman, incredible player. But I almost wonder if Jalen Waddle has a little bit more upside in the NFL. Am I off base there? What do you think about those two guys in particular?
No, you're not. It's funny because coming into the season, I was on the Raw Sucker podcast, and you know, I told him, I was like, you know, Waddle is the better receiver than Smith. And this was before, you know, Smith had to take over the number one spot. Because when you watch Waddle, Waddle's speed is just on another level. His acceleration and ability to re-accelerate is ridiculous. So he just has legit home run hitting speed. The type of speed that you see from a Tyreek Hill or someone like that is just different. Now, Devontae Smith has good speed. And what I like about Smith was that he was able to round out his game this year in terms of, you know, route running, playing physical through contact, at the catch point, all of those things you want to see a number one do, he was able to do. So that put to bed any questions people had about him weighing 170 to 175 pounds. He's just a really good receiver that just so happens to be slim. So in any one of those guys, you can't go wrong with. I think they play two different positions. I see Smith more as a split in, your X receiver, and I see Waddle as more of your flanker guy, your slot guy, your guy that you want to put on the move and take advantage of his tremendous acceleration and speed.
Emory, lots of conversation out there with the Titans potentially selecting an edge rusher in the first round of the draft. As you look at that position and the edge rushers that could be available in the first round of the draft this year, who are some names that stand out to you?
I would take Joe Tryon right away out of Washington. I think, you know, because of the pandemic and he opted out, people forgot how good he was for the back end of the 2019 season. And when you watch him, you already see the height, the weight, the speed, the explosiveness, the acceleration, all the talent, the physical schools, tools. And then you start to think about a player like Montez Sweat and what that would look like on your defensive line. That's what he reminds me of. So I like Joe Tryon. Ronnie Perkins is a strong power rusher that can help you out on the edge, set a strong edge and get to the quarterback. I think people are sleeping on Carlos Basham out of Wake Forest and Cameron Sample out of Tulane. Sample, to me, plays a lot like Melvin Ingram that played out with the Chargers. He's a shorter guy, but he's a ball of explosiveness, can play anywhere along the front. And Quincy Roche, I think, is another really good one as well out of Miami, who transferred from Temple. I remember being at a Temple game, they were playing South Florida. This is back when Marlon Mack was there, and a lot of scouts were there. I was sitting next to a couple of scouts from the Raiders, and everybody was there watching Marlon Mack and I think one of the offensive linemen for South Florida. But this freshman kept balling, this redshirt freshman that was Quincy Roche, he just kept stealing the show. And so he was someone that people started to keep an eye on, and he transferred, obviously, to Miami. And also, when you go staying in Miami, you think about Jalen Phillips. I think he's outstanding. He's good on both ends of defense, someone that can play with his hand in the dirt or as a stand-up edge guy. So there's no shortage of players, I believe, in this draft that can help Tennessee out up front.
Anyone in terms of, you know, fit that you think might be? Because obviously one guy we've talked about a lot is Azeez Ojulari coming out of that, you know, 3-4 defense with Georgia as a guy who may both fit the Titans but also may be there, you know, at 22. Is there anyone or any type of player you think that might be best for this defense?
I would probably go Tryon because he's a longer, lengthier, athletic edge rusher. When I look at Ojulari, he's really good, and he's probably more along the lines of what you guys already have in a Harold Landry. But if you want someone that's a longer player, athletic player that has the same get off, same burst, same twitchiness as Ojulari, Tryon gives you a bigger version of that, and a guy that still has upside left in his game. So I would probably lean Tryon more so than Ojulari.
Emory Hunt from Football Game Plan has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Emory, great stuff, man. Lots of good information. Appreciate you taking time to join us.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Emory Hunt from Football Game Plan, a part of our Draft Outlook segment that we'll do every Wednesday at 8 o'clock leading up to the NFL Draft, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans and by Apple Collision Centers. When we come back, we will continue the discussion on the draft. We'll look ahead to what the Titans should do with the number 22 overall pick. Are we convinced that it's definitely going to be defense that they select with their first-round pick? We'll discuss that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.